International. Dalton's Motown Moments.
This is the beginning of a beautiful playlist. Darren Dalton on Big L.
Original or copy? That's the evening's flow tonight. Is it the original or a copy of an original? That's by Michael McDonald. That's definitely a copy. How about the next one? Heatwave. Boy, this is a relevant song. Are you hot? I am. Not in a good way.
Burning in my heart.
I never do anything quite normal and right anyway, and that one was cheating, right? Because that was the original song by Martha and the Vandellas with a little mix in there. So was that original or copy? Don't know.
It's the heart and soul of rock and roll, Big L.
Good evening, Charles, and good evening, Surgeon Boy. I can see you've sent something in. I'll have a look at that in a moment. Here comes another one. Is this one the original or is it a copy? You keep me hanging on. Charles, you're exactly right. It was Michael McDonald, and you're right about the original as well. We'll keep doing this because it's I have to go 100 miles an hour to make sure I get all the information, but it's useful and it's different.
Serving the universe.
International. So, Serge, you've requested Heard It Through the Grapevine, but do we do an original or a copy or a mix? We'll see. What's this one?
I guess you
Serge, you requested I Heard It Through the Grapevine. You're going to have to tell me now whether this is the original or one by somebody else. And there's plenty of people that cover this. That's if it plays, but it's not. Let me come back to that. Don't worry, Serge, that might be a reboot job. Right now, let's put Fingertips by Stevie Wonder. Quick there, didn't it? But was that the original or was it a copy? Now then, I'm cheating because Fingertips was actually written by Motown writers Clarence Paul and Henry Cosby, specifically for Stevie Wonder, and first recorded as a jazz instrumental for his debut album, The Jazz Soul of Little Stevie, in 1962. So the studio instrumental was the original. What you just heard was a live, extended, heavily improvised performance that recorded in Motown Revue show at the Regal Theatre in Chicago in 63. That's called Fingertips Part 2, and that's the actual one you just heard. So it is the original, but it isn't, if you follow me. Okay, I'll press the reboot button. Serge, let's have another go. I Heard It Through the Grapevine. Is it the original or not? Thank you. Serge, I wonder what your guess is.
Oh no, not again. Where's the electrician's number?
Call 321321. That's my electrician's number. And he's great.
Losing business due to a non-memorable phone number? Well, why not get a memorable one? Like 222222 or 321321 and connect it to your existing mobile, home or office number or to your broadband service. Find the perfect memorable number for your business at phonenumbers.store and use discount code RADIO. Phonenumbers.store.
Smokey Robinson and the Miracles. I heard it through the grapevine. That was the original. Now we got another one. You Can't Hurry Love.
Just
That of one, of course, was Phil Collins, so that is the copy. Better or worse, I mean, that bit is down to you. But Sheila, I've got all your requests coming as well, no worries. But I will play the track, but I might change who the artist is, and you've got to figure out whether it's a copy, the original, or a mix.
The best music on the best station, Big L.
It's a lot of brain power for this time of night, isn't it? But here you go, the tracks of my tears. Original, copy, mix. The original was Smokey Robinson and the Miracles, who we've had tonight from Surge as well. That one was Linda Ronstadt, if I'm saying that correctly. Right in the same era, purely Motown, but a copy nevertheless.
Freak out!
Wonderland now, your choice to decide, original, copy or mix. I like the boogie. Like some Phil Collins. Serge, we're on the same wavelength. And I know Sheila loves Phil Collins as well.
Take you far, far away. you give us a ride and take us down to old Paradise Drive. Hurry, won't you hurry, 'cause I just can't wait. Oh, 1 minute lost might be 1 minute late. Sugar, don't you be afraid. Just take me by the hand and I'll show you the way.
Wonderland by the Commodores appears in their 79 Motown album Midnight Magic and is all theirs, completely original, no copies anywhere, at least not that one. Okay, Serge, I'm glad you love the music. That is a good version by Linda. That is a good version. I am going out on a bit of a limb with this next one though. And I think you'll know where it fits in the category of original, copy or mix. But I will let you decide. Here we go.
Up to the top.
It's always been.
probably guess that's a mix. I don't know what give it away. Scores on the doors at the moment. We've got four originals we played, four copies and two mixes. The next song is a request. Reach out and I'll be there. But who is it by?
Here at Big L International, all the staff and crew would like to say a big thank you to everybody who's made a donation towards the running cost of the station. If you would like to make a donation, you can either visit
oldforum.biglradio.co.uk
and click on the donations link at the bottom of the page, or if you'd like to make a regular monthly contribution, please see the bottom right-hand corner of the homepage on the Big L website. Please help us keep the music alive. Thank you.
ReadSafe, the Norfolk PAT tester. We offer a complete PAT testing service to businesses of all sizes in Norfolk, Suffolk, Cambridge and Essex. Established in 2002, fully insured and using only professional, fully calibrated test equipment. Why not see if ReadSafe can help with your electrical appliance inspection needs? Visit readsafe.co.uk or call 01603 409 629. ReadSafe, the Norfolk PAT tester.
Serge, that song I played by the Commodores was called Wonderland. I think that's the question you're asking. It was called Wonderland. A fantastic song. Now then, Sheila, is this the original, a copy, or a mix? After this.
It's the heart and soul of rock and roll. Heart and soul of rock and roll. Big L.
It is your request. Let's see. Don't worry, I'm not fooling you. I have the original set up and ready to go. How about this one? I think this one sounds better.
Until happiness is just an illusion, and your world around is crumbling.
That last one, Four Tops, Reach Out, I'll Be There. The second one I played anyway, 1966. All original, all original. How about this one? How sweet it is to be loved by you. Percent original and 100% copied by loads of people.
The best music from your favorite artists.
Hi, rockers, this is Billy Idol.
Hi, this is Donna Summer.
Hi, this is Bryan Adams.
Hi, this is David Bowie.
Hello, I'm Phil Collins.
Hi, this is Madonna.
This is Elton John.
Hi, this is Kim Wilde.
Hi, this is Nick Kershaw.
Hi, this is Paul McCartney.
Hi, this is Lionel Richie.
Across planet Earth on the World Wide Web, this is Big L International.
How Sweet It Is to Be Loved By You was actually covered by a whole bunch of different people, specifically 1975 by James Taylor as well. But its track and its parts of the song are replicated in all sorts of places. Now, the next two, both absolutely 100% Motown. However, there is an original and there's a copy. Let's put this one on. If it's not obvious, you're going to have to think about it.
Never mind.
So that was Rare Earth. So that's the copy. A full-on Motown song, but nevertheless a copy of this one. Now, crazily for me, that particular one, the Rare Earth one, was actually charted better and made more money in the US and the UK than the original, but I don't see how it's better than this one. Too many films have used this one, I think. Anyway, right, we've got two more songs I think I can fit in here. And the scores on the Doors at the moment are 5 original, 5 copies, and 2 mixes. This next one is a request by Search. Thank you very much. Give It To Me, Baby. Original, mix, or copy? I bet Search knows the answer. Give It To Me, Baby. Just to let you know, I will be back on tomorrow, standing in for Paul Voss between 7 and 10, Dalton's Cheeky Tuesday. I'll also be back next Monday drive time, 4 till 6, and actually doing the Motown again for Phil next week as well. Hope this keeps you awake. Frank, if you're still driving from Scotland. Thank you very much for your communication, your emails, Serge, and Charles, and Sheila. The scores on the Doors are now 6 originals, 5 copies, and 2 mixes. So what will I do with this next one? Well, let's try this one for a second. Thank you. We did start one of these. Started the session with Michael McDonald. I think that's obviously way too mixy. Sheila, this is your last request for the evening. Let's give you the original. Sheila, that one was absolutely the original. That's Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell. Definitely original. So the scores on the doors in the end of the day were 7 original, 5 copies, although they were Motown ones anyway, and then 2 mixes, although I did splatter in a couple of other mixes in there. Just to keep you on your toes, there's another mix coming up for the last 30 seconds. It's this one. You're not going to get much of it. But maybe I'll do it next Monday on the Motown show again. Have a fantastic evening. I'll see you tomorrow.